Nothing ever dies in Congress, and especially in the regulatory environment. This is what we warned about. I mean, this is what we warned about during the presidential election. Personally, I like Joe Biden. I think he's a very nice man. I was able to fly with him on Air Force Two to a rally in Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois back in 2015 that we rallied against campus sexual assault together. And we worked together on the Obama administration moonshot to eradicate pediatric cancer together. I did roundtables when on the days that he asked people to do nationwide roundtables. And I was in the midst of a campaign, and I was like, no, we're going to do this because Vice President Biden and I said we were going to work together. But the problem is people are working for him. It's not Tom Vilsack. I think Tom Vilsack, if I can't ask Sonny Perdue, is the ag secretary who I thought was one of the best cabinet officials to ever serve in our country. I couldn't ask for a better Democrat than Tom Vilsack because we became friends during the Obama administration and he was good to work with. We don't agree on everything, but there are a lot of folks that come from the environmental left that truly believe that every single drainage ditch in America should be regulated by government. Just got off a call with one of my groups I meet with on a regular basis, a Citizens Climate Lobby, and they talked about the need for a Citizens Climate Corps. I cannot imagine a bunch of government-funded people going around looking at drainage ditches and becoming drainage ditch vigilantes. But that's what we're up against here, and that's why elections matter. And it's not a coincidence WOTUS is being brought back up again when the Democrats control the White House and the House and the Senate.